Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and happy new year to all of you, and certainly to you and Civil and Bill Tom. And we're gearing up as we end a new year to the battles that have to be fought and won in this new year. And certainly people are from around the country joining you and I on Saturday, January 14th for We Shall Not Be Moved March and rally in Washington to put the Trump administration on notice. If you look at the fact that on the 10th and the 11th, they are having Senate hearings already before the inauguration to seat Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, as attorney general, and Tillerson as secretary of state, one with a racial background and an anti-voting rights background in Sessions, the other with direct connections to Putin and Russia being secretary of state, no one should have to convince you that we better stand up and draw the line and tell the Democrats in the Senate, you better fight. That's what January 14th is about. People should go to www.nationalactionnetwork.net, nationalactionnetwork.net, or call 1-877-626-4651 to be part of the big march. And we're excited that you're coming, Tom. And I got some off-the-record advice morning from Sybil and Bill Bellamy, but I'll hold that till I preach Sunday because I don't want to confuse the march.
Oh, dear God.
What time do we start marching, Reverend Al?
We meet 9 a.m. at the Washington Monument, and we march from there at 10:30. We head to the King Monument where we're going to have the big rally, and we're doing it at the King Monument to underscore, that's Martin Luther King weekend that Saturday, and to underscore the things that Trump is saying would undermine the dream of Dr. King and the legacy of President Obama, voting rights, health care, jobs, as well as criminal justice reform. People got to stand up. They can't just grumble at home. You got to be in the number.
Somebody said to me yesterday and on this show, this is what good is marching? What good is marching? We march all the time, he said, and we don't, and nothing ever comes out of it. And I said, well, you know
well,
what?
Well, first of all, voting came out of it.
And, that's right.
And let's start there. Public accommodations come out of it. And it's a lie that we march all the time. When the last big march we had? So, I, someone said that to me. We keep marching. I said, what's the last march we had? He couldn't think of it. I think we get used to making excuses. And the fact is, we haven't marched enough. Immigrants are marching. Women are marching. Others are marching. Why ain't black folks marching? And then we wonder why we're not on the agenda, because we don't put ourselves on the agenda. If King had marched, you wouldn't be on your way to your job now. If King had marched, we wouldn't have the right to vote. So if for a Negro to be sitting up in first class of a plane talking about what marching didn't get him is an insult to our intelligence.
Does that answer your question?